And we've explained the last few days that the Machlekes Shabiyechem Shlokish is specifically after the fire has been set and before Kolu Loi Chitzav. Correct? We explained yesterday that the Sugis is there are three stages to Eish. One is Mamish Biyadayim. Then there's no question that that is, what would you call it? Anamazik. Right? No question, he's a Ritzayach. Right? That's the Sugi and Chof Gimel Med Beis. And Chof Beis Med Beis. Correct? And then in Chof Gimel Alf, the Gemara says, the Tomun. We're going to have the Din of Tomun. What's the Gemara's Kasha? We're going to have the Din of Tomun. The Gemara says, there's no Tur Tomun when it comes to Anamazik. So the Gemara says, no, that's by Kolu Lechitzav. Right? So Yetzim Mikol Zeh is there's the person who puts the fire to the object, who torches the object, that's Adam HaMazik. Right? That's Anesh. Correct? What's the Raya? Number one, the Gemara says he's clearly a Reitzeach in that case, and it's not Koychoi. And number two, the dog who puts the coal on the spot, that's not Bechol Nachitzav. That's going to be Shein Eregel. Correct? Good. So the person who takes the coal and puts it and burns somebody else's beged, that's not the of Eish.
Yeah, so now I've understood this. So when we say Eish Mishim Chitzav, is Yochanan not talking about Eish?
Hold on. So then, and the Gemara says that if it's Kolu Lechitzav, if it's Loi Kolu Lechitzav, right? Loi Kolu Lechitzav. Right, that means Reuven set the fire over here. Now it's 5 feet away. Let's cover all the sheets we shine him. And the Ruach HaMetzuya has moved this fire along 5 feet from there. And it's burning away somebody's Godesh. Right? So that is Eish. And that's Loi Kol Lechitzav. All right? So that is, in that situation, Toman is Chayav or Toman is Potter. Who's that? According to Rabbi Yochanan. So according to Rabbi Yochanan, Tumman is Chayiv, and that's what Mishlokish would say, no, Tumman is Potter. So that's a litmus test. That's what that is, what Rabbi Yochanan would call Eish, and Mishlokish calls, no, Rabbi Yochanan calls Adam HaMazik, and Mishlokish is calling Eish. Now, Kol Lechitzav, the fire kept on going, and it went far beyond what we would expect it to go. Not a Ruach Sheinu Metzuya, but just before that, it took a fence down, or something else took a fence down. It went further than it was ever thought or imagined to go. Kolu Lechitzav. So then, Rabbi Yechanan is invited to Mishlokish, that is Eishayim Yishum B'moynoi. Right? And that's when there'll be a Ptur Tomen. So in stage number three of Kol Lechitzav, let's mandabod this Esha Kosav Torah. Correct? That all the lochas of Esh. The Machlekes of Yechanan Mishlokish is a person who sets a fire. Let's not use the term Esh right now. Sets a fire. And the fire is burning away at an area where it's totally expected for it to burn. Ruach Metzuya Mamish is carrying it away, right? Maybe even, let's go a little step further, maybe it's not even a Ruach Metzuya, it's a Chazin Shadish, maybe it's not even the wind. Maybe it's that the fire is going from stock to stock to stock to stock. All right? So that is where Rabbi Yechanan says, Chitzav, that's Adam HaMazik. And that's what Mishlokish says, no, that's already Eish. So how would you formulate the Machlokes of Mishlokish and Rabbi Yechanan? Mishlokish and Rabbi Yechanan both agree there is an Ov called Eish, correct? And they both say, once we figure out the Ov called Eish, there's going to be a Ptur Tomun. Right? Let's want the Pollock. Good. What's the machlekes Rabbi Yechanan Mishlokish? No. So what do they argue about? How would you form the machlokes?
Not like this specific case. Is it Eish or is it Al-Mahadik?
What's this specific case?
Our question though was when it was not the Adayim, but it was still Lokal Lechitov.
Okay, so that's probably the very common part of fire. A fire damage, right?
But
probably every fire that gets to the stage of Kol Chitzav has to go to the stage of Loi Kol Chitzav, right? So it's not going to be a bizarre kind of a case. It's going to be part, just like every fire begins with putting the fire in one place. Elamai, so the Machlekes of Yechav Shlokesh is, everybody agrees that there is an Ov called Eish, and that Ov called Eish is what they are, in our Gemara, is calling Mamoina. And that Ov called Eish is going to have a Ptur Toman. And L'chaira, anybody who dies as a result of the Eish after Kolu Lechitzav, he's not going to be Ritzech Manatera L'chaira. He's not going to be, we'll say Kolu Ravine, right? And L'chaira, anytime after if an animal puts a charora down in a certain spot, and everybody says that's behema shehizik, and then the fire travels, and while it's traveling, that's where everybody will say, no, while it's traveling, so that's where Rabbi Yechanan will say chatzi nezik tzrayrus. And Rish Lakish will say Potter. Right? And after Kol Lechitzav, everyone will say that that's going to be Potter. Correct? Because you're behaving like Chayvresh. So what's the Machlekes Reich and Rish Lakish? Whether the Eish before Kolu Lechitzav is considered to be Eish, or whether it's Onam HaMazik, or whether it's called Eish. Correct? Eish before Reuven sets a fire. Reuven has set a fire for dinner, and he watches over it, he's not such a smart guy. He sets a fire in the middle of a very, very grassy, well planted area. All right, he didn't read the handbook. All right, and now it catches. And now it destroys, let's say, 10 feet around it. Singes it. Destroys it. So that is still, that's chitzav. That's not kol chitzav. Right? So al zeh nemar machlekes Rabbi Yechon Mishlokesh. Rabbi Yechon says that's called Odom HaMazik. And Mishlokesh says that's called, it's already called Eish. Correct? So the machlekes Reichem Shlokish is not about Eish Hakosav Batera Bechlal. Correct? Are we right about this? When the Gemara says Eish Mishum Chitzav, Eish Mishum Mamoine, what is the Gemara saying? The Gemara is not saying what it seems to be with first blush. We're trying to figure out the getter of the Ov of Eish. Right? No, not, that's not what we're saying. We know, everybody agrees on one area of that's called Eish. Everybody agrees that once you've exhausted Koyche Shel Adam, right? Once you've gone, okay, in English, once you have gone beyond the expected trajectory of the fire, everyone agrees that that is Eish HaKosav HaTorah. The machlokes is when a person commits arson, so then in the projected area, the projected trajectory of this fire, Again, let's even be according to all of Rishonim. When the fire is catching, because it goes from item to item to item to item, you don't even need a Ruach Mitzuyah. That Eish, is that on Mamazik? Or is that Eish? That's the Machlekes, right? Correct? So now, the way to read the Gemara then is, the Gemara doesn't say Eish Mishum, Chitzav Eish Mishum, Eish Mishum. What does the Gemara say? No? It doesn't say Eish. It says Isho. His fire. The Eish, once we define what Eish is, we don't have to know what Eish is. Eish is a partial Chumash. Right? But there's a part, but we're asking about Isho. A fire that is still associated with the first mice which he did. Eisho, what's the name of Eisho? Is Eisho a din of Eish? Or is Eish a din of Odom HaMazik? Eisho Mishum Chitzav? So Rav Yechanan says that is Odom HaMazik. It's Chitzav, it's Koichai. And Rish Lakish says no, there are two parts in Chumash. There is Momen HaMazik and there's Odom HaMazik. Right? Rambam has Hilchas Nitzke Momen. And he has Hilchas No? In Hilchas Nizke Momen, that means all forms of Nizokin that come about as a part, as because I have taken something on, so to speak. In loose terms. I bought something. I dug something. I set fire to something. So Rabbi Yechanan is saying that's already Eish. That's the parsha of Momen HaMazik. Doesn't mean it's Momen HaMazik. It means it's not Odom HaMazik. It's the hezek, the responsibilities I have because of a maise which I did. Most Momen HaMazik, that's not a good way to say it. The hezek, a maise which I did, that's Odom HaMazik. But a, let's say, the Achronim say, if I established an independent mazik, I bought a shore, or I dug, or I lit a fire. My mazik creates a mazik. Momen of mazik is that I created an independent mazik. Odom mazik is I'm a mazik. So Isho, if it's my fire still, it was clearly Chitzav Shel Adam. Everybody says, and the Mitzias is all the same. This is the original fire. So it's the original fire in that it is catches from place to place. It's the way that fires do. Right? So it's my fire, but it's not my Maisim B'Yadayim Mamish. Isho, what's the din? So says, that's what the Torah is talking about. That's Eish. That's the Parsha Chumash. And Rech Zena, no, that's not the Parsha Chumash. Parsha Chumash is Kol Lechitz, right? That's the issue. Alman Demar, how are you being Magdir? Okay, again, so what's the Machlokes? How are you Magdir Eish HaKosav B'Torah? All right? So the Gemara says, Rav Yechanan, my time alei Omer Kiresh Lakish. Omalacha memoina isbe mamosha. Oh, lesbe mamosha. All right. What's the Gemara asking Rabbi Yechanan? Let's skip. Vesh Lakish, my time le Omar kireb Yechanan. We asked yesterday, 2 days ago, how can you ask this kasha both ways? You're supposed to be asking this. There should be one position which is svaradik, and then you ask the other one. Why do you take the svaradik approach? One position is a drosh and a pasuk, and the other why do you dash in that way? How can you ask? Either you have to ask Rabbi Yechanan, my time with Rabbi Yechanan, my time with Rish Lakish. If there's no underlying svara, then you say my time with Rabbi Yechanan, my time with Rish Lakish. If there's an underlying svara, then you say, my time with Leomer. How can you say to both Bale Machlekes, my time at Loy Omar? Unless there's an easily understandable svara for either side. Lachan has to be that way, no? So, Luyat Suyer, the Suyer was defining Eish. I'm not sure how the Suyer would go by it. But over here, the Suyer is saying, we know that every fire has to have these three stages. At least it's a necessary possibility. If you know, in other words, you can obviously put out a fire. A fire that's not an untampered fire. Every untampered fire is going to have these three stages. So when the Torah says Eish, L'choira, if I have a pasuk in Chumash, right? Kiyav, what's the pasuk in Chumash? Kiyav Eish Sadech and Kerem Mishilach Es B'iroi. And we learned that means fire. No, so what's it talking about? So L'choira, it's talking about a fire is a fire. So a fire is dropping the coal, a fire is one singeing the other, and a fire is it's all part of an Eish. So L'choira, we should say like Rish Lakish, no? L'chayr the Gemara should say, Rav Yechon, Metam Lev like Rish Lakish. Oma Lacha, Mamay, Nesbim Mamosha, Lesbim Mamosha. What's he saying? Elamai, how should we learn? What should have been Rabbi Yechanan should say, why not Rish Lakish? What should Rabbi Yechanan answer? Why did you say Eish b'chol Eish? No, Pasha says it's a fire. So whatever is a fire is a fire. No. So Rabbi Yechanan, where did you get your chiddush from? That there's a fire. Alzeli nemar b'tayra. Where did you learn this from? He should give me a pshat that the word ba'er, levar, means second, third stage, kol lechitza. Right? So he says, mamoina is be'ma mosha. Voles be'ma mosha. What's he answering? Mamoina is be'ma mosha, les be'ma mosha. This couldn't be Esha Kosa Matar Elamai. Think again, you have to rethink. You have to walk back a little bit. The Gemara is asking that less mandu polling that Esha Kosa Vatera is Kolu Lechitza. Less mandu polling that Talmud is Potter be Kolu Lechitza. We're asking, does the Torah also include Isho? Does the Torah, what's the din when the Torah says Ki Yavir Eish? Is the Torah also including the Eish that's Koichai? The Eish which is not Koichai, that's Eish. Right? We know, go back to Rav Baruch Ber. You know what I'm talking about? Rav Baruch Ber, how do we know that Koichai? That Koichai is Kegufai. No, Beryl.
Torah says,
correct, all right. Koichai kegufai, right? And Baruch Ber says, we know from Kol HaTorah Kula, Koichai is kegufai. So if it's like Kol Lechitzav, it's Ishai, that's kegufai. That I'm a masik. So one part, Kol HaTorah Kula is telling me, should tell me Koichai kegufai. And this is still this Eish is Koichi. This is goofy. This is not the Eish HaKosav HaTorah. That would be a stira to say Eish HaKosav HaTorah is Koichi and to have a Nushal HaBarzel. I mean, it can be done because you could start. If it has to be that way, we would work it out. Right? We would figure out which is the getter of Eish. We'd figure it out. It wouldn't be so hard to figure out. Rav Mitzuya, we could work it out. However, Pashtus, Kol HaTero Kula, Baruch Mesa, says, I'm actually a side in Allah. The Gemara assumes it, right? That Koyach HaShel Adam is Kigufa. Right? So now, it was, and everybody agrees with the Metzius over here. No one is saying, Mishlok is nothing, V'yechanan, I look at fire differently. No. Everybody says there's Yonei Mamish, Chitzav Shel Adam, and Kol HaChitzav. Everybody holds Eish HaKosav V'Tarv is Kol HaChitzav. Everybody holds it's a beginning of Tur Tom in there. Right? Now I have an Eish HaKosav V'Tarv which is clearly related to my initial Maisa. It's not an Eish that is being picked up by Ruch Matsuy and blows further. And I can say, maybe it's my Maisa, not my Maisa, it's a Kadosh Baruch Hu in me, it's Ruch HaMa'uraboy. No. This is clearly what happens when you set fire to something. So now, Rabbi Yechanan, Rish Lakish, why aren't you calling this Adma Masik? Why are you calling this Eish? Rabbi Yechanan, once there is an Eish HaKosav HaTorah, how do you know that the Eish HaKosav HaTorah, that the Torah isn't calling this Eish? How do you know the Torah is not saying, well, there's a koichai, when it's my arrow, but a fire is a different kind of koich? So the Gemara says, Rish Lakish my time alay omer kram yechnan. I would also, once I learned Baruch Ber, I would also ask Rish Lakish first. Because I would say, I understand Rabbi Yechanan, there's an Eish HaKosav HaTorah, and there's a parsha of a Nashal Barzal, there's a parsha of Koyachai. So let's make everybody happy. Koyachai Kagufoi goes until Kol HaChitzav, and then I have a new Mazik. No? The first part of when it's Chitzav, when it goes from item to item, that's my Maisa. You're going to call it Koyachai? Good. Koyachai Kagufoi. So now the Torah is Mechadish, another Mazik, this is Kol HaChitzav. So Rish Lakish, Mehel Mehel Yechanan, Omer Lecha, Chitzav Mikoichai Ka'ozle, Hai Lav Mikoichai Ka'ozle. Rish Lakish says, what's Rish Lakish arguing with? What's the Nekudas HaMachlekes? The Eish may Eileo Heileches Vedeleches Lemerachoy. Know what's the key word? Okay, two keywords. Nobody likes multiple choice over here. Two, was that? Meileo. It's not my fire. My fire is only, it's not that koichoy. When I shoot an arrow, that's mamish my koyach. That's mamish. I shoot the arrow. The entire strength of the arrow is because of my initial maisa. Right? How far is it going to go? So you have to do the weight and the mass and the friction and the b'chulim. But the maisa, as far as it goes, because I pushed it. When it's eish, so I didn't push the eish. Me'eleho. So the first ma'isa that I do be yadayim, that's ma'isa be yadayim. But after that, that's not koichai. It's not my. If I throw the match down with a lot of force or a little bit of force, it's not going to change which way the fire is going to go. It'll change the initial ma'isa. It's not going to change how far is totally. How far the fire is going to go is totally based on what, on how much vegetation, how far it is, and whether it's wet, whether it's not wet. It has nothing to do with my initial, with anything after my initial. It's true. If I use a match which is 5x5, then it'll be a bigger, it'll go faster, 10x5. But that means that my mice is going to be bigger. But once it's not my mice anymore, so Rish Lakish says it's not koyche kosev b'ter. The machlekes Rish Lakish Rabbi Yechanan is Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara says, of course, Rabbi Yechanan makes a lot of sense. because he's talking about Isho. And Rish Lakish has to explain that when it comes to Eish, we're now saying that Koichai does not mean second tier damage. Koichai is not the expected ramification of what my Maisa did. That's what Yechon would say. Rish Lakish says, no, Koichai. That means damage which is still being calibrated and being measured and dependent on my initial maisa. But once the variables of my maisa have no impact, that's me'elel. That's the Eisha Kosa B'Torah. The Machlokes Reish Lakish on one level is how you defining koyach. V'noshal abarzim anayitz. How far is the browser going to go? Who's it going to hit? Oh, that's koichai. Rav Yechon says, no, that's not, you don't need that for koichai. And Emma says, you know, go back to the Gemara. The Gemara says, Rav Yechon, what are you? Rav Yechon is a good tiny shalkish. How are you defining? So Rav Yechon's response, now that Rish Lakish is Magdir Koyach, so now he said, Rabbi Yechon, so why, what's your pshat in Koyach? So Rabbi Yechon does not respond by saying that I'm going to define Koyach differently. Rabbi Yechon says, Mamoina is Bei Mamosha. Ha, less Bei Mamosha. What's Rabbi Yechon's response? The Shalheves HaMazek is Eila Mamish. Hilchach, therefore, it must be Chitzav. He's not explaining to us Chitzav. He's saying, I know I'm Chayev. I know I have to be Chayev. Because Kol Yechitzav I'm Chayev. So it's impossible to say that I'm Chayev for Kol Yechitzav, not Chayev before Kol Yechitzav. Correct? That's totally impossible. That it only become chayev for the fire when it goes beyond the expected trajectory. Once the Torah says I'm chayev for kol lechitzav, I'm zichar chayev for loy kol lechitzav, right? For loy kol lechitzav. So now the only question is how am I going to be magdir it? So Rish Lakish says it can't be magdir it as chitzav because chitzav it means you're still in control. Ki'ili is still pushing it. They'll have a tremendous, this, what we're explaining right now, will have tremendous, tremendous impact on how we're going to shut the book of Yosef. Alright? So, says Rabbi Yechanan, I know I'm chayef for Isho, because I'm chayef for Eish. I'm chayef for Maisa, I gotta be chayef for Isho. Alright? So you're going to tell me it's not Adam HaMazik, it's not Koichai. It's not going to be Mamana Mazik. Right again, when you look at Nizokim, there's this Ki Mamun and this Ki Adam. This Ki Mamun is not just my property, but it's the Mazikim that I have brought into this world. The boar. Right? So, Eish cannot be called one of the Mazikim that I brought into the world. Shalev is he on Mazekes. The Ein Lam Mamish. This does not qualify for being in the category of Adam HaMazik. Because Adam HaMazik is only if I buy an animal, I dig a pit, but if I have a Mazik, and it's not a identifiable or tangible Mazik, who's harder to explain now? Who's harder to explain?
Is it neither Adam or
Mammon
for
Bi'Yachman? It's gotta be.
It's neither.
No, but Ali's asking him. Why it must be? Because how does Bi'Yachman come to Shita? What's the Echrech? Bi'Yachman says, Eish is Kol Lechitzav. Adam is Maisa Mamish. So Loi Kol Lechitzav has to be Chai, but I don't have a category for it. I don't have Eish, I don't know what I'm Mazik. So the Rechlin says, but since I can't call it Momin Amazik, I can't put it in the category of Eish, then it's got to be Adam Amazik. Adam Amazik can do Hezek Shein Mamavish, right? Even Soto is Chaveiroi, right? Blinding somebody, Rachman al Son, deafening somebody, can be Adam Amazik. Adam Amazik is not required of Hezek Shein Mamavish. But now we understand why the Gemara's kashas are counterintuitive kashas. And the machlekes of Yechon Shlokish is a dual-pronged machlekes. Right? It's a machlekes, and how do you define chitzav? And how do you define mamon amazik? Tosus. Maybe Rechananel first. Is that an option? No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mishlokish. Itmar, Reb Yechanan Omar Ishem Mishum Chitzav Kiilu Biyodav Make Vu Mazik Vatzmoy Vedinoi Kedin Onem Hamazik Vatzmoy Mishlokish Omar Mishum Amoyne Kaloimar Kemoishin Mishayiv Ben Nezek Shoyroi Ki Yoitse Boy Shechayiv Bezekan Kacha Beish Beisho Daha and a hailech mikayachai. Right? That's a beachin of Shalach argument. It's not mikayachai. It's me'eleho. Ain't a mikayachai. Umazik. El mikayach ruach. Vukoma shechai beniski mamoine chai beishai. Vebeachin amar. Einoi mamoinoi. Daha hashal heves hamazekes ein b'mamish li shomer k'mayashar k'yaitzim. Why is a dover shal mamish significant or not? Why is that significant? Whether you call it yeshua in b'mamish, I lit the fire. So because of the physical qualities, and if I were to ask you about havolei shal bor. Yesh me mamish. Chabotei shel bor. Ah, yesh me mamish. But habolei shel bor. Forget. There, when Rav went out of his way to take something which could be dovish me mamish in my mamish. So it says, Rav Yechananel ein bo mamish li shomer. There's pshat in momin amazik is that I have responsibilities for. Pshat in Reb Chanan or Reb Chananel's pshat in Reb Yechanan is like the Rosh's pshat in Shein v'shus Rabbi. Right? What's Shein v'shus Rabbi? According to Rosh?
Elamai.
Right? And it goes beyond what we can ask him to do. Right? So over here, Ein by Mamish Shli Shomer. Apparently, what we're saying is what's the significance of Ein by Mamish? Because Momay Namazik is those parts of your world that you are obligated to give Shmira to. That's Momay Namazik. First lesson for the Rambam. Right? Talmud Alzo's first Rambam. That what? Person is Mamun is Chayav Lishomer. Person is Mamun and the damage goes beyond reasonable Shmira, not Chayav. So Rabbi Yechanan would not call it Mamun again. Yeah, would not call this again. Resh Lakish. No. Rabbi Yechanan would not call this Mamun HaMazik because I know that I'm held responsible for. And therefore, but I have to put it under the category of Odom HaMazik. Shein B'mamish Lishomer. Right. Why is this very difficult? The Zayin of Yechananel? Yeah. So why Yechaya for Kol L'chitza? No? Very difficult, the Zayin of Yechananel. So it's true, Yechananel explains to us the significance of Emei Mamish, but it's very, very hard to explain this. When Rashi explains this, so Rashi says the Ein Lo Mamish, and the Shalhevis. There's going to be a machlekes later on in the Rishonim exactly what you're chayav for, what sources of fire you're chayav for. Rav Yechanan. Tosfos. Alpha gav devor lesbe mamosha shechiva tera lavoliv lechabotoi. Right? Mikol moke mamoinoi ke'en chitza. Shedarkoi leilich ulahazek. Isbe mamosha. Inami bor nami choshev. Mamosha de kriya sambor mishtane mamosha shol karka. V'nasa cholo. Avul mokem iluch shol eves eino mishtane mamosha shusoi. Il shenasa doilek v'sorif. How is Tosfos defending Rabbi Yechanan? I is the same kasha. If you hold the havola, you borrow zein lamamish. Mi mamoinai ke'ein chitza. Why is that? Because Tosfos would explain that Mamoshus means that this is the expected and derech of the mazik that I take responsibility for. Shedarko leilichol hazik is be mamoshus.
Isn't born not darko leilichol
hazik? So was that? No. So he. I believe that Tosfos is not pointing out to us that it's the idea of Leilichol Hazik, which is clearly not true Lugami Bor. What Tosfos means is that it's a mazik. This is a normal mazik. This it's darkoi to be mazik. Inami Bor Nami Choshen Hamashus Al Yidei Kriyas Abor. Why? Because my Maisa. The mazik was something that you can identify as my. You can point and say, "This is a mazik he made. He dug a hole." When it comes to the eish, so you can no longer say, "This is the eish," which this person put into place. No, that was chadanish's lashon. Continuously in mechadish. So, Momen HaMazik means, and this would help us understand the Rebbe Chananel, Momen HaMazik has to be, Momen HaMazik, in other words, what Tosfos and Rebbe Chananel must be saying is that Momen HaMazik, as we know it, till we come to the Ov of Eish, has to be something where you can clearly identify that this is a result of my Maisa. But when it comes to Eish, Ein Le Mamish means that the connection between the fire where it is right now and the fire that I began cannot be clearly identified as connected to me. The bore, you can clearly say, I dug the pit. It was my mice that dug the pit. You can take a film strip, look at the video, look at the camera, pull out the film, you'll say, I dug. You see exactly every single mice I did. When it comes to Momin Amazik, sure, I bought the shore. You see the shore's in the Ezek. When it comes to Eish, so the film strip is, I lit the fire over here. I'm not in the picture anymore. So you can't say, when this fire is burning this particular eggplant, right? You can't say, this is my maisa. So Ein Boi Mamish means you cannot connect this fire directly back towards me. So therefore it shouldn't be called Momin Amaz. So if it's not the new of Eish, it's got to be Adam Amaz. Again, Machleik between Yechim Shlokish is focused on the word Isho. There is an Eish over here that has to be part of every trajectory of Eish. Is that according to Rishlokish, this is Eish HaKosu B'Torah. According to Rishlokish, this is not Eish HaKosu B'Torah. So Rabbi Yechanan says, but everybody has to say it's Chayiv. Because an Eish that Kuli Alma is Machayiv, everybody knows that you're Chayiv for. So on the Eish that goes between the Maisa and the Eish that is clearly HaKosu B'Torah, you have to be Chayiv for. So what is it? So Rish Lakish says, well, it can't be Odom HaMazik anymore. Because Hoylech Me'eleh. Because your initial Masa no longer controls this particular Mazik right now. So it couldn't be called Kerchoy. So therefore it must be part of the new Obavesh. And therefore the Ptur Tom begins right away. Says Rabbi Yechanan, this could not be part of the new of Eish, because the new of Eish has to be somewhat disconnected from my. In order for it to be Momin Amazik, so it has to be, if it's the new of Eish, Kol Lechitzav. That's totally disconnected from my mind. That's the new of Eish. It's not the new of Eish, so therefore we can't include it in any form of Momin HaMazik, because Momin HaMazik has to be clearly connected to my Maisa. And something that's not clearly connected to my Maisa can still be called Chitza Shalom. The machlekes of Yechim Shlokish is that according to Shlokish, chitzav shel adam has to be clearly identifiable as my maisa by virtue of that it is controlled by my original maisa. The moment is no longer controlled by my original maisa, cannot be called chitzav shel adam. And Rabbi Yechanan explains that chitzav shel adam is anything which I have caused to happen. Even if you cannot connect the mazik to my original maisa. In order for it no longer to be chitzav, it has to have a measure of independence. A behema, measure of independence. A boar would have to have in order for it to be Momin HaMazik, it has to be clearly connected to my original to some Maisa which I did. So it would be the acquiring of the animal and the digging of the boar. But since the connection that I have towards this is no longer clearly connected to me, so it cannot be called Mamon HaMazik. So Rabbi Yechon is forced to say that this will be included in Chitzo. Alright? What is the getter of So Tosfos says Isha Mishum Chitzav Loi Sheyavir Ba'atzma Yo'eish. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about in between Maisa Mamish and Kol Lechitzav El Kol Mokim Sheposha V'loi Shomar Gachalosai Chitzav Ninu. Says Rabbi Yechanan that the way that we evaluate Chitzav is whatever is happening as a result of my pshia. That's called chitzav. According to Resh Lakish, chitzav in noshal ha'etz is because this mice is still clearly connected to my original mice. According to Rabbi Yechanan, it's called chitzav shel adam when my negligence brought this maisa. So I can become chayiv because I punched somebody. I can become chayiv because I did a maisa b'yadayim. And if I was negligent, so that is can still considered to be chitza. When it comes to that's why it would still be called chitza. Right, it's not an exclusive definition of chitzav, but it would still be called chitzav. In other words, again, what Rabbi Yechon is grappling with is that Rish Lakish is accurate in saying that the chitzav akosav haTorah would only be when the masa is still very connected to my masa. On the other hand, Rabbi Yechon says, but it can't be called momen because what's happening right now cannot be connected back to my maisa. So what makes it chitzav? Sheposha v'leishomer gachaltoi, so then it still can be called chitzav. Rabbi Yech meitam lo makirish lakish, af gav de dor vishtan v'yechon mikroi, ham le'ek mikro le'drash achvisa. Alright? We'll finish up with this nekuda. And I think this is how we miyashiv the difficulty in Rabbi Yechon. According to Tosfos, even though Rabbi Yechon has a pasuk to back him up, where's the pasuk? Was that? Chav beis mekisei tzeish teitzem yatsma yishan mam zebeira. Right? Rabba says, "Kro umasnisa mesayel Rabbi Yechon." So, l'chayra, the simple reading Messiah means we can bring a raya. Says Taisha's in a different shot. Taisha said, no, this is the Makor. Alpha Gab, the Dorish time of the Rabbi Yechonan Mikroi. He has the Pasuk. Right? So, why are we even saying Rabbi Yechonan Mikroi Rish Lakish? Right? And even better, Rabbi Yechonan is very hard to explain. Right? Because he's going to end up having a greater chiyuv on kol echitzav than echitzav. So what are we asking Rabbi Yechonan? Have a leloik mekrol in drosh achrisa. Tisvara kiresh lakish. He could have darshaned the pasuk differently. Inami. Like we learned initially. And the kasher right now is on Rabbi Yechanan, if you are holding that loy kolichitzev is mamoyne, why don't you hold that kolichitzev is mamoyne? This is not a kasha. Rabbi Yechanan has a pasuk to back him up. My time of Kirish Lokish is, why aren't you saying that kolichitzev is mishum mamoyne? At the end, he will say it mishum mamoyne. But in the Hava Mina, right now we're assuming that the Gemara's kasha is Eish, that Rabbi Yechanan holds that kolich is and chayiv bechlal. You only chayiv because of you only chayiv b'shas chitza. So we're asking Rabbi Yechanan, once you have the drosha of Eish min haptoira, so why aren't you extending kolich to the? The second reading of Tosfos fits in, that we can easily explain Rabbi Yechanan when he says, Ein lei mamish, he's referring to the third stage. That's gevaldik. They have no kashas anymore. If we learn the second chat of Tosfos, you have no kashas, we ask Rabbi Yechanan, the third stage, which we think you hold as potter, Ein lei mamish. I can't include it in Mamun Mazah. But if you hold the way that we've been learning just now, that the Gemara, that this Gemara has to be interpretable, even according to the Maskana. So then the questions of Yechanan's Maskana is based on a Pasuk. And we're asking Rabbi Yechanan, why didn't you darshan the Pasuk differently? What does that mean? It means when the Torah says, Ki seitze eish, right? Teitze me atzma, yishalim amavir. Was ki seitze eish according to Rabbi Yechanan? No, kol lechitzav, right? Here's a pasuk: ki seitze eish, ki seitze me atzma. When it's no longer chitzav, that's eish. But before it's chitzav, while it's chitzav, it's not eish. Rabbi Yechanan darshins. And according to Tosfos, Rabbi Yechanan's a drasha and Shlokish is a svara. Rish Lakish's svara is Chetz B'chol Terakula, right? Rabbi Yechanan's, and again, and this is not, and Rish Lakish's, this is not Chetz B'chol Terakula, because this is Me'ileh. According to Rabbi Yechanan, is a pasuk, Eish is Kiseitze, but it's no longer Chitzav, but it's still Chitzav is Adam Amazik. The kasha is, why are you forced to learn the pasuk this way? Rabbi Yechanan Rish Lakish is very, very attractive. But Noshal Eitzman of Barzel is a certain kind of chetz. What you're describing is doesn't fit exactly into the chetz. So you could have darshan the pasuk differently. So Rabbi Yechanan is saying, I didn't darshan the pasuk differently because in order for like kol lechitzav to be mamin amazik, it would have to be yesh b'mamasha. So the reason I didn't darshan like Rish Lakish is because if I'd have to darshan like Rish Lakish, I would have to say again that loy kol lechitzav is part of mamin amazik, and that's inconsistent with other forms of mamin amazik. So therefore, I darshan the pasuk, but the pasuk is what teaches me that kol lechitzav is the definition of eish. And everything before has to be Salam Amasa. So Yaitzim Mikolze, I'm going to have to end early because I have to get to Levi. Yaitzim Mikolze is that we explained the Machlaikis of Yechim Rish Lakish. Second day of Tosfos says the Machlaikis is what's the din Lagame Kolu Lechitzav. Okay, we're not going to go down that road to Shalei Kilchas. But that's a separate pshat. You work it out. It's not hard to work out. But according to the Maskon of the Sugya, the first day of Tosfos, that even in the very beginning we already knew Rabbi Yechon Shita. And that first day of Tosfos is what justifies our whole Mahalach learning Pshat. The Gemara did know the Maskona at the very beginning. It's the first day of Tosfos. So therefore the Machlokes Rabbi Yechon Shlokesh is Isho, not Eish B'Kol HaTorah Kulo. It's Eish B'Shashu LeKol HaChitza. V'Shlokesh says we follow the rules of Kol HaTorah Kulo. This is not called Koichai. Because you have no control over this fire. So therefore it has to be Eish. Rabbi Yechonon says, I have a pasuk, Yaver Eish Me'elehom. It has to be Kol Lechitzav. So from there I understand that Loi Kol Lechitzav is not Eish. So it's still got to be. So I have to expand my understanding of Chitzav Shalom. And Chitzav Shalom is explained as something that I still have to be Chayiv Shmir for, and whose trajectory is a result of my Pshia. All right? Okay, so we're working a little bit more, but that's the Lechayiv Shalom.